This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS on this Wednesday morning. And today we're going to be talking about the city of Murfreesboro. Our Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is with us, along with Doug Young, Murfreesboro City Council. Between the two of them, I think they could probably answer any question you have. Doesn't even have to be about Murfreesboro.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of pressure right there, Doug.
Yeah, I'm already sweating. no calls, please.
This is a tape conversation.
That's right. This took place yesterday afternoon at 3:30.
It's good to have both of you here today.
Good morning, Bart. It's great to be here. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it is a gorgeous day. And, of course, Murfreesboro is beginning its bicentennial celebration just right around the corner. All sorts of activities going on. What a great place to be.
Murfreesboro is a great city. I mentioned to you earlier, I saw you at the Blue Raider Blue Tie Fair this week, this past Friday, and it was a great event, big turnout, MTSU's 100th anniversary, and it was a great time.
Absolutely. And, of course, there are just so many things happening in the community. That was one of the many things. And all of these are tying together with the city's bicentennial, the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, the 100th anniversary of MTSU. Everybody's having an anniversary.
Yeah. First Presbyterian Church is having a 200th anniversary.
200
wow.
years. Wow. Bicentennial. So it came along the same time the city did.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. I guess that would make that the oldest church in the city.
Well, there's several that claim that. I'm not sure that that's the oldest, but it's amongst the oldest.
Okay. So
it's about the time I got elected, right?
That's right. Chris was 25 at the time.
Did you know Colonel Lytle or Captain Lytle?
I knew Hardy Murphy, but didn't know Captain Lytle.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay. See, I told you these guys know everything. They have the connections. So if you have any questions dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, give us a call. And I need to say something right at the beginning here, because this has been so noticeable. The city has really taken an affirmative action on having a customer-friendly staff. I mean, what a great feeling that is.
Bart, I appreciate you mentioning that. We have really, the mayor and the council and the staff, our city manager, Rob Lyons, have taken a proactive step to making sure that we treat our customers the best of any other city. We know that a lot of times people do not have a choice when they come to government. They need our services. But we want to make sure that we treat our customers, the citizens of Murfreesboro, with respect and dignity and help them out in any way we can. And one of the ways that we're doing that is that we have made a really, really effort to make sure that we are in contact with the citizens of Murfreesboro. And we've taken a few steps to do that. And I'd like to ask the citizens if they can give us any information on how we can be, stay in better communication with them. We'll do that. Some of the things we've done is obviously our cable TV, City TV 3. Obviously, this WGNS program that you do, Bart, it keeps our citizens informed. And we also have we have public hearings at the Planning Commission level and also at the City Council level. We have the city's website. And we've also added our Facebook, City of Murfreesboro Facebook page. And last month, Bart, we had a little over 18,000 hits on the Facebook page.
Wow, that is amazing.
So if there's any other ways that we can communicate with our citizens, if they will tell us, we'll be glad to do that.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm great, Bart, and good morning to you and your guests.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Bart, I was calling in, and I don't want to take away from your program this morning, but I know Mr. Bratcher and myself had worked with Mr. Dennis Rainier. Last night, I was informed that he was in the hospital in Florida, And I just wanted to ask that the community pray for him for a speedy recovery and also for his family. And if anyone that's listening, you know, possibly have an update on him, I'd hope that they would call in and let us know. And for those who maybe didn't know Mr. Dennis Rainier, I consider him the guru of our park and recreation department. And I'm going to hang up, but like I said, I just ask that the community pray for him and his family. Thank you.
Thank you for calling and sharing that with
us. Well, I appreciate that call because I haven't heard anything about Dennis. And Dennis is a great friend, and he's a great retired city employee. He led our Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department for many, many years. And I agree with the caller. And I appreciate her bringing that to our attention. So we will keep Dennis and his family in our prayers.
And if any of you know any more, call us and let us know. Just friends talking over the back fence with each other. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I wanted to find out, we live out in the county, but we have now Veterans Parkway, which I understand is a city highway, and you can correct me if that's not right. But if you're going towards Eagleville, where Veterans Parkway crosses over Highway 99, I was wondering how soon or what's involved with getting a red light, you know, green light there, because I know that I've already one wreck, and it's extremely hard. There's six lanes of traffic there lined up trying to cross over a major state highway, and I'm not there at the work hour period. I've been there one time when it was, you know, work traffic. And, I mean, you just sit there forever. I know it's that way all over the county, but I'm hoping that you can tell me that we're going to get a red light there. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. What about that?
I do know the she made a great point about that. That is a dangerous intersection, and there has been a tragic wreck there. I know the city immediately put more stop signs further down Veterans Parkway to give more adequate warning that there was a major stop, and then they also put a larger stop sign in. The city and the county are in some ways dependent on the TDOT to make that decision, and I think they're at the present they're looking at what the numbers would be to put a red light in there, and it takes a while. It's not something you just go up and install a traffic light. And in some cases, traffic lights cost as much as $100,000.
Wow. Well, and I think the caller's right, and I think she mentioned the fact that, you know, it was crossing a major state highway, and the city of Murfreesboro, we cannot and we do not dictate traffic signals at state highways. That's actually as Mr. Young had mentioned, that's a TDOT decision, and TDOT bases their decisions on traffic counts and numbers. And I'm sure as that intersection and that Veterans Parkway develops and traffic increases, and also I think they do take safety into mind, but primarily they work off of numbers. And but I agree with the caller. I would like to see a traffic signal there because I think it warrants one, just because of the fact it's a five-lane road on Veterans Parkway. 99 is in the process of being widened to a five-lane road. So I think there's no doubt there will be a traffic light there. It's just a matter of when.
All righty. Thanks for calling. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Just fine.
Good. Good morning.
I got a couple questions about this red light camera again. I keep bringing it up, but if I'm not mistaken, when we got the red light camera put in Murfreesboro, the city manager and the mayor and the city council is the one that brought this to Murfreesboro. Is that right? And are they the ones in charge of that?
We did approve that, yes.
Yeah. Y'all approved it, right?
That's correct.
So and another thing is when a person gets a ticket from a police officer or a state trooper for running a red light or any officer, they get a $100-something fine, I believe, plus they get points on their driving record. And this way, when they mail out one of these cameras, it's $50. I wish the state would go with y'all and give the $50 ticket, which would be better with no points. But that's a conflict now about how you're treating the individual. One person is supposed to treat everybody equal. And then another thing is when we have this the elections again, I've been talking to a lot of people, and they're really against those cameras. And they've been taking them down in other places. They've been taking them down with so much conflict and everything. And I think that a lot of people want to know when they have a city council and mayor and all of election again, who's for those cameras and who's against them. And maybe we can vote somebody in that's not for them, and we can get those things removed like the other towns. And I'll get hung up and listen to your answer.
Well, and I appreciate the comments, and it's depending on how you look at this, and the mayor and the council looked at this as a safety issue and a way to save lives. And I think the numbers will prove that it has done that. And you know, you're talking about, you know, getting a $50 ticket for running a red light, and the way that operates is you do not get a ticket. There's a white stop bar on the road that's, you know, before you even get to the intersection. And if you are behind that white stop bar and the traffic light has already turned red, which means that it's already turned green for the people going across it in the other direction, that means that you haven't even approached that intersection and the light's red and it's green for the people to cross. And if you proceed through that intersection after that light is red, then you're going to get a ticket. But it's not the ticket. It's the fact that you're going through an intersection where people's already got the green light to go the other way, and you could cause a fatality. And that's what our concern is. We want to make our intersection safer. And if we can do that and save lives, that's our goal.
In national statistics, and we looked at this, and it's already been proven here in Murfreesboro, it reduces the side crashes, and they're called T-bone crashes, where the two cars run into each other in the sides. And I think it's down a good percentage, and those are the really dangerous wrecks that happen. You know, it goes back to being oversimplification. If you don't run the red light, you won't get a ticket.
Well, we all received, you know, before we got these cameras, and one of the reasons that we made that, we implemented these cameras is I think Mr. Young can tell you, we had tremendous amount of calls of people complaining that everybody in this town is running red lights. After, you know, if I'm the first one at a red light sitting there and that light changes, I have to watch three or four or five cars go through that intersection before I take off because everybody's running red lights. Why don't you do something about people running red lights in this town? Well, you know, we could hire a lot of police officers. We'd have to put police officers four or five at an intersection to sit there and write tickets, which is very costly. It takes a police officer away from doing other duties as a police officer, protecting your homes and your business and other things. These traffic cameras are a cost-effective way, and like the caller said, it's only a $50 ticket. If that police officer pulls you over and writes you a ticket, it's $120. So it's a way that...
And it doesn't go on your points.
Right. It doesn't go on your record or against your insurance. So, you know, we made a call, and we made a call in response to our citizens asking us to respond to people running traffic lights.
It's designed to do two things. One, it's designed to improve safety, and it's designed to change behavior. If you get a ticket, and it's a $50 ticket, hopefully you'll say, I'm not going to do that again.
I'll be a little bit more aware.
And younger drivers, this town's full of younger drivers. We've got a university out here, and we've all got kids and grandkids that are out driving. And it might be a good lesson for them to get a ticket, a $50 ticket that doesn't go on their driving record, on their points for their license, so that they can say, I'm not going to do that anymore. And that was the purpose of it.
So the big point is, if you run a caution light, you do not get ticketed. It's only if you run a red light.
Correct.
Which you're breaking the law anyway.
That's right. I mean, you know, what the caller's saying is if he breaks the law, he doesn't want a ticket. I mean, if you're behind the white stop bar and that traffic light is already turned red, that means that it's went through the caution period. It went from green through the caution to the red, and you have not even approached that intersection. It's already turned green for the people on the other side to proceed through that intersection. Then if you go through that intersection, I mean, you could cost someone life.
And there's another safety net situation in this, too. A Murfreesboro police officer, a local police officer whose job it is to review all these pictures. And if he thinks there's doubt, if he doesn't think you ran it, if there was an unusual circumstance, he won't issue the ticket. So we have a local Murfreesboro officer reviewing all these to give tickets. It's not somebody out of state or anything like that. So we have safety measures put into the system.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Bart. How are you?
Good morning.
Great. Thank you.
I'd like to commend the comments from the council people on the red light cameras. I think people need to pay attention to what they're doing, and not only at the red lights, but crossing three lanes of traffic to get on the interstate off of Church Street. Also, the city beautified the area at Warrior Drive and Church Street. Beautiful rose bushes there. Made it nice. Now the traffic is going between the guy rods supporting the poles, between them and the bushes, making severe ruts, and at sometimes they'll pull out to avoid the red light. They'll cut through that parking lot where the gentleman is always selling fruits and the firecracker stands, and it's beginning to rut that out. Is there any way that the city can put up barriers, guardrails, or something to curb that? Because eventually somebody's going to pull out there and somebody's going to make a turn off of Church Street on the Warrior, and you're going to have a major catastrophe. I'll hang up and listen. I don't know whether the council people or safety people has looked at that situation, but all you got to do is drive over there and see the ruts that's now. And I think they're coming off of Warrior just to avoid the traffic light or to cut into that store. And it's going to make a bad-looking corner with all the hard work that the city has done to beautify it. Wish they'd take a look at it and see what can be done. I think one of those big concrete barriers might stop a lot of that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bart, this is a perfect example of what the citizens can do to make our community better. They're the eyes and the ears of the community. And I wasn't aware of this, but I'm familiar with that intersection, and I know exactly what he's talking about. First thing will probably happen is we'll notify our police department, and that they'll check it out. And then they'll probably make a recommendation, or here again, then we'll go to our traffic engineer and let him look at the situation. And if a barrier's called for or what that is, it may be on private property. So we need to kind of check that out. But this is what we need from the community. We need input and opinions and opportunities that we can correct things in the community to make the community better. So I don't know who the caller was, but I thank him for his observations. They were good, and they will be passed on to not only the police department. Mr. Bratcher and I are making notes here on everything. So we've got good notes.
This is being documented.
So it will be passed on, one, to the police department, and two, to the traffic and engineering department.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Lots of folks with comments still to come. All the lines are full, so if you're trying to get through, just wait till you hear someone hang up and dial quickly. And if you're on the line, hold on, because you are coming up next. We're going to check the traffic and weather. We'll be right back.
Norman Bates.
Overnight turns to UFOs, the unknown.
Coast to Coast AM on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And you'd be welcome to spend the night.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
My name is Frank Bowie. I work at Ford of Murfreesboro. I work in the service department. Been working on Fords for 26 years.
Hi, this is David Lee, general manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now.
Hi, I'm Jim Matthews with Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been in this organization for almost 20 years now.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Robert's Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning, Weatherford County. As we keep an eye on your traffic, have a report. No accidents along the interstates or along your secondaries. I-24 and 840 both look really good at the moment. However, around 8 o'clock, you can expect lane closures along Maney Avenue between Broad Street and East Castle Street. That section is closed to through traffic, including the intersection of Maney Avenue and Castle Street. However, access drives to local residents and businesses will be kept open at all times. Tradition lives on at the Tennessee State Fair, going on now through September 18th. Buy your tickets and wristbands today at tnstatefair.org. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll have increasing cloud cover for the forecast area, a high temperature in the upper 80s, and a calm wind becoming south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Andy Valuber.
Right now, 66.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
The Waves on the radio.
This is Jim Powell, and you're listening to Rutherford County's home of the Atlanta Braves, WGNS Murfreesboro.
Oh, 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 I got a girl named.
Welcome back. You know, I don't understand why people say that some music have strange words, but music from that era always had such meaningful sentences to them. Ramalama Ding Dong.
Is that her first name or her last name?
I'm not sure. I thought you knew her.
Well, I didn't know any ding dongs. Well, I did. I did too.
Okay.
We better go to the caller.
Right along.
Let's go to another call.
We're going to go to the caller.
Forget the ding dong. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine. I have a question. Are there hundreds or thousands of tickets that were wrote for running the red lights? How many of those people actually caused an accident?
Wow. I'm not sure.
That's a great question. I know that we have actually, they have brought some of the footage to the council and let us watch some of the accidents, mm-hmm. people running those red light cameras, that the cameras have actually caught the accidents on tape. And but now, how many? I can't tell you what that number is, but we have seen several. I mean, we saw one.
They hit an ambulance.
Yeah, and we saw one at the intersection of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and Church, where their light had actually been red for, it was like 5 or 6 seconds. I mean, it had been red for a while, and a car had ran through and T-boned another car at that intersection. So, periodically they do when the Chief Chrisman brings us the reports, he'll bring some footage and let us see some of that, and it's pretty amazing.
I don't think we need to get too hung up on the numbers, because we're talking about people's lives. It only takes one wreck to kill somebody. And if we can modify the behavior by making people think, that's the goal in this. I don't know the number of tickets written, but
and Mr. Young has brought up a great point. I was watching the national news the other day, and maybe here in Tennessee, they were talking about there's an effort to try to ban cell phones for truck drivers because of the accidents of 18-wheelers and them talking on cell phones. So it just goes back to, there's a lot of things going on while people are driving. There's a lot of things that are distracting them, and a lot of things that cause accidents. And we try to change the behavior of our drivers and make sure that they're paying attention to what's going on. And if these red light cameras makes people a little bit more aware of when lights change and when they're approaching the intersection, and if it makes it safer. You know, how many people have not run a red light and caused an accident because of these cameras? There's no way to put a number on that, but I have to have a feeling that it's made an impact.
And the intersections are signed with signage that show photo enforcement of the intersection, so it's not a surprise. Even if you're a stranger in the community and you pull into the intersection, you can see the sign that says photo enforced. So it's not a surprise to anybody. It's been, as the first caller earlier said, you know, it's a state, it's a national thing. Some people do it a little bit different than we do, but our state legislature came to Murfreesboro and looked at the way that we were enforcing it and how the procedures were and how we have a local police officer make the final decision on reviewing them before a citation is issued. And they basically modeled the state program after ours. So, you know, that's a compliment on our system, that was the way it was put in with the advice of the police department and the National Safety Council and the city council. And we did step up and make a decision, and not everybody agrees with that decision all the time, but it was designed to do two things. It was designed to prevent T-bone accidents and to modify drivers' behavior by making them think. And that was the motives and the desire of the council, and I think that's what's happened. And I think I know statistics back it up, because we have had a reduction in T-bone accidents, which is the most deadly kind. That's a front end to a car side.
And that's the whole purpose.
That's the whole purpose.
Let's go back to the phones. Thank you for your call, sir. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I would like to talk about a red light. Okay. Down there on Northfield, like you're coming from Memorial, Northfield, where you turn there and you go right to Silver Springs and left, you go to Kingwood Drive. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there's any way they could get an arrow turning toward Kingwood. There's one on the other side, but it's hard to cross that. There's a lot of traffic there.
Okay. Can you picture that in your mind, where that is? Northfield at Kingwood. Right by the oil-changing place?
Mm-mm, no, you turn there by Walgreens on Northfield. Turn left at Walgreens like you're coming down, like you're going to Northfield School.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's on past Northfield School there. And there's a red light. Right, you go like you're going out to Sulphur Springs Road, or I don't know what that
it is. Sulphur Springs and Northfield.
It is Sulphur.
Yeah. And Kingwood comes back around.
Right.
She's right.
Uh-huh.
She's exactly right.
So you want to turn on to Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, turn on to Kingwood. Turn left on to Kingwood.
There's a turning lane there, but there's no turning arrow, is what
right.
she's saying.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good point.
That is a good point. We'll run that. That's a great point. We'll run that by our traffic engineer and see.
Because there is an arrow on the other side, you know, turning on to Sulphur Springs.
If you're coming down Northfield, turning left onto Sulphur Springs, there is an arrow at that turning lane.
There's a lot of
Yeah, you're coming from Broad Street. Mm-hmm.
And I think Mr. Young just touched on it. I think it all goes down to we monitor the number of turns. Mm-hmm. And I think there's since going out Sulphur Springs Road, there's a lot more residential homes and a lot more people turning left onto Sulphur Springs than there are turning.
There's a lot of people, they don't turn there. They're going up to Jones because it's so hard to get across there at that light.
Okay. Well, that's a great point. We will look at that. And since there's already a turning lane there, it wouldn't be hard to put a little bit of time in there maybe for a turning lane, arrow to turn left.
And here again, this lady's being proactive, and she's being what we want her to be, the eyes and the ears of the city.
Correct.
Let us
Very good.
Tell us things that we need to look into. Now, they may tell us that there's not enough to warrant changing the red light out, but they may say, yes, it's close, and we'll look at it again.
What I'll do is, I usually send these responses in via email, and then I'll copy Bart on there. And Bart, I don't know, do you put them on your website?
We post them on our website.
Okay, and there may be an explanation or an answer, and if she'll check WGNS's website, you'll see a response. Give a little while, and we'll have a response to these questions that you're asking.
Okay. And also, I'd like to make a comment about the cameras.
Yes, ma'am.
To me, I'm grateful for them because I feel safer when I go through, you know, when I'm getting ready to take off, because I feel like more people are trying to watch and not get a ticket. But the only ones that are worried about them are the ones that's running them. You know, if you're not running them, you're not worried about them.
And
you should be glad you're not in California, because the ticket's $400.
Ooh. Oh, my.
That
I know, my son-in-law got one. So anyway, And he's more careful now. So anyway,
changed his behavior.
That'll get your attention, won't it?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate that.
$400. Wow. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
I would like to say one thing. I've noticed at Northfield and I'm going to call it John Bragg Highway because I'm not sure exactly what it is. I noticed y'all put up new cameras, and I noticed that they had been working on the cameras and everything, and they look new. They don't look like the same ones, what I'm trying to say. But I work third shift, and I come up John Bragg Highway, and when you get into the city limits, close enough into what I call town, the lights of the city, you can see those lights flashing, the cameras taking pictures. Y'all need to send somebody over there and check those cameras out at nighttime and just sit there and watch them every so often. They're taking pictures, and nobody's going through that intersection. And
that's weird.
Thank God ain't nobody going through them, you know, at the time. But I think the gentleman's that I was listening to earlier, I think why these people are so down on these cameras is when you see them flash, but there's no cars going through the intersections when they're flashing, and they're afraid that an innocent person will get a ticket from it when you're sitting still or you've got the green light and you're going through it and you might accidentally get a ticket. And but it's like Bart said earlier, and y'all did, y'all got a policeman sitting there eyeing the cameras, you know, seeing what's going on and everything. And personally, I like the cameras. I'm like the lady said before, it's safer to go through them, because if somebody T-bones you, then you've got the cameras to see who's in the right and who's in the wrong. But y'all, please check those cameras out, because they're still flashing when there's nobody going through the intersection. So y'all have a good day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for that call. We will check them out. Obviously, if we have that, like Doug had mentioned, we have a police officer that actually watches every flash or every photo, and if he sees that happening and there's nothing there, there's no reason, I'm sure that would bring
no ticket will be
issued. Plus it will raise the issue of why it's doing that.
And you know, this is the second generation cameras, so
right.
So they've changed out the first one for the first 3 or 4 years, and we've gone to a second generation, and it may just hadn't got all the bugs worked out of that one particular camera, because we hadn't heard any of that anywhere else except that one intersection.
We will report that, and I appreciate the caller calling in and letting us know about that.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher and Doug Young. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning.
How y'all doing?
Great. Good morning.
Listen, I've got a complaint, and I appreciate, you know, what Murfreesboro has done over years of time, but I have never got a ticket, a speeding ticket, a traffic ticket, or nothing in my lifetime. I live in Smyrna. I went to Murfreesboro. I was born and raised in Rutherford County. And I looked in my mail one day, and here come a ticket, you know, from up there. When I drove into the Murfreesboro, it was down there on Church Street down there. They had me twice. For $50 each, that I had run a red light, and the only thing it was, the light had changed, and it showed the picture of it, and the light had changed when I had started, when I had already got up on the light, the light was changing. But from then on, I just said, well, you know, if y'all are hurting that bad, and you know, I know I didn't run no red light, because I've been cautious all my life. And, you know, for that to happen to me, and it was $100, and two tickets, one day and one the next day, in the same place, at the same red light. And here they got the back of me, you know, going under the light. And what I couldn't understand is, you know, I said, well, I'll put a stop to this. I just don't go to Murfreesboro anymore. I don't do any business in Murfreesboro anymore. I said, you know, somebody up there in that camera department or whatever has, you know, has made a bad mistake. And I said, well, and I told my wife, I said, well, what can we do about it? She said, well, if you take it to court, you won't win. You're gonna pay $100 and something, you know, there. So I went ahead and paid $100. And I hope Murfreesboro is money hungry enough that yet they take elderly people that's lived here all their life, never had a speeding ticket, and never had a no ticket at all whatsoever. And you can check my record. If you think I'm lying, I can prove it. But that's sad, you know, to catch somebody in the same, and it was at the same time, two different days, you know, that they'd done it. And they send me a ticket for $100. But if you go to the courtroom, you can't win. You're gonna pay, you know, whatever they charge you, you know, and then they go get you for that court fee, you know, which is $100 and something. So how can you win or how can you lose? I don't worry about going to Murfreesboro no more because I won't do no business up there no more. So, you know, like I said, I thank you fellas, you know, for doing your job, but, you know, your red light's, you know, out of the question. So I'll hang up and I'll listen to the response on you. Thank you.
Well, you know, I can understand his frustration, and no one wants to pay a ticket, including me or anyone else. You know, the deal is, if you get one of these tickets, you can actually go to the website. On your ticket, it gives you a website to go to. You can click your numbers in, and you can watch them. It's not just a still photograph. You get to watch a video. You get to see the video of you at that intersection.
Can you see the yellow light and the red light?
It shows the light, and it shows your vehicle. And if you're behind that stop bar and that light's red, it's pretty obvious. It's black and white that you ran the red light. And if you're not, then you have I would take it to court. It's just, this is not a guesswork. It's not assuming that you did. It's there on a real video. It's black and white. Either you ran it or you didn't run it. And there may be some circumstances why you did. If there are circumstances why something happened, you know, that's why we have a court system, and that's why we have police officers that you can explain it to. But it's pretty plain and simple. You know, you can go and you can watch it yourself, right at your computer.
Now, if you don't have a computer, can you come to the police department and they will show it to
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely,
they will show it to you.
Yes, they will.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, it's not just a still photograph. It actually videos. The video goes through there, and you can see. I mean, you know, it videos your vehicle. It videos the traffic light, and it's pretty cut and dry.
It shows the license plate number, because no one knows who's driving the car. That's going.
And these are clear pictures.
Oh, absolutely. Shows the license plate number, and it shows the light, whether it's red, green, or yellow. You can tell the difference. And then it shows the stop bar, and that's what triggers the whole thing. If the car goes through the red light, past the stop bar, it triggers the light.
And this caller may have some circumstances. I don't really know what his circumstances are, and I know he's upset. And no one, especially our seniors who are on fixed incomes, they don't like to pay tickets. And I hope they don't get one. And I feel for him on that. And I'm sorry that he feels that way. But you know, the traffic light, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't know who's in that vehicle. It doesn't know who's running that. It doesn't know why. And there may be circumstances why some people do that, and they have an opportunity to go explain that. But it's all on video, and it's all pretty plain and clear.
We'll take some more calls in just a moment. Stay with us. If you're on the line, you're coming up next.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto. Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions, 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
We'll have increasing cloud cover for the forecast area, a high temperature in the upper 80s, and a calm wind becoming south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, 66.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Come in here and have a seat, please.
When you hear something you like, let us know.
Shut the door.
Tell Good Neighbor Talk when it's something you don't like.
We care deeply about how you feel. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Come see how good my love can be.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450, and we're talking about the city of Murfreesboro today. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes. Bart, how y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I have a few comments. The gentleman just called. I kind of agree with him. And the lady had called before about the disco lights we got. You also have one down on Northfield and Broad. On the corner of Northfield and Broad, because every night I go to work, I work third shift, and man, the lights are just blinking. They're just blinking. There's no cars. You can see it before you get there. And they're just flashing, man. So something really need to be done about those cameras, what they're talking about. And like the guy said, it's no win if you go to court. It's no win, man. But it's good that you got them. I guess it's holding back on accidents, but I think they're not that accurate. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm bringing a new entree to the table. I'm tired of hearing about all this running the red light, and they didn't run the red light, and this and the other. What I want to talk about are the people not stopping for people going through crosswalks. My understanding that it is a federal law, you're supposed to stop for guide dogs and white canes. I travel with a white cane. My friend travels with a guide dog, and there are several times that we had to stand and just wait and wait and wait. I had one police officer stop one time in the middle of the road, turned his lights on to stop traffic so me and my cane and my son could get through. And then you have people riding bicycles on the sidewalk. You have all kinds of people parking on the sidewalks. You have brush, trees, limbs, all this stuff hanging over the sidewalk. Some places even have poles in the middle of the sidewalks. And if you swing your cane to the left and the pole is to your right, you have no clue the pole's there. Next thing you know, boom, you're into the pole or you're into the car. You know, what can be done about that? Y'all need to take into consideration people out walking, whether they're blind or whether they're sighted, and just be respectful. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. It's a lot of it's personal responsibility. You know, obviously you shouldn't put limbs and grass and things like that on a public sidewalk. I think police officers ticket cars that are parked on the sidewalk. I know that infuriates the neighbor or the car that's parked on the sidewalk. But they're not supposed to be parking on the sidewalk. And I don't know what can be done about every instance of the lady was talking about, but a lot of it's personal responsibility. And if we'll take care of what we're supposed to do, a lot of this won't happen.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Bart. I just wanted to give what you might call some food for thought.
Okay.
We've heard pros and cons about the cameras, but what I wanted to say was I, too, received one of those tickets, and I thought if that was a wake-up for me and I paid $50 and I saved my life or someone's life, that was a very small amount to pay. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to our final call for the morning. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, I think that something needs to be done about bicycles. I think they need to have a license tag like we have on our car. They just whoop in and out. You never you never know where they are. They're unsafe. And I think that they need to be made get a tag of some kind for their bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And I tell you, she was relatively quick. We can probably squeeze in one more call. You're on WGNS Murfreesboro. Good morning.
Yes, it was just concerning about a bicycle. I didn't know that's what she was calling for, but I can't understand why. I mean, you know, I know it's going to fire up some people, but why bicycles are allowed on these main highways when drivers of vehicles and motorcycles, whatever, we have to have license, we have to buy wheel tax, we have to pay insurance and stuff, you know. And there's a lot of people riding these bicycles. Now, some of them don't, but too many of them just don't heed and pay attention. But thank you for the time.
Thank you for calling. And on that note, we want to say a special thank you to City Councilman Doug Young and Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher for joining us today.
Thank you, Bart.
You all have a good rest of the day. Now, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking lawns and gardens, so stay with us. We're at the time of the year where you do a little overseeding, especially with the cool season grasses, planting of trees and what have you. That'll be our topic tomorrow, right here. Till then, hope you have a super rest of the day. Keep that smile on your face.